News when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Ed Baxter. Russian President Vladimir Putin is now blaming Islamic militants for the deadly attack at the concert hall. He says that Russia knows whose hands committed the assault, but still seeking to find those who ordered it. Also said he sees the U.S. trying to convince the world that Ukraine had nothing to do with it. The death toll now stands at 139. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani says he's never agreed to pay for his translator's gambling debts and says his attorneys are handling it now.
And at that, obviously at that point, I never agreed to pay off the debt or, you know, make payments to the bookmaker.
Now he says never plays debts with a bookmaker. Again, lawyers are handling it. Boeing customers finally have what they've been after, a leadership shakeup at the plane maker, days after top execs of major U.S. airlines turned up the heat on Boeing's board to get a handle on its spiral safety crisis. The embattled manufacturer announcing one of the most dramatic overhauls in its century-long history. The trio has led the company for the past four tumultuous years, his relinquishing control, including CEO Dave Calhoun. Meanwhile, U.S. aviation authorities are considering drastic measures to curb growth at United Airlines, including preventing the carrier from adding new routes following a series of safety incidents. Now, we ask Priceline CEO Brett Keller what this could mean for domestic travel as a whole.
Well, I suppose it depends on the number of flights that that's impacting. Again, we have supply is up over last year, and most airlines have more capacity in the air. And so when you have a number of new low-cost carriers, for example, Breeze Airways coming on board. In fact, they just joined Priceline's platform. We just announced this last week. They opened up on over 170 routes over the last year. And so with that kind of supply coming on board, it really helps to offset any potential challenges that we may find from capacity in other airlines.
Trump Court. Two developments today. An appellate court now demanding $175 million bond in a civil fraud case. This replaces the demand for the full payment of the judgment of $454 million. Trump says he will post it. He has 10 days. Attorney General Letitia James' office says Trump still is liable for the payment of the $454 million plus interest, though Trump says he will spend it on the campaign. Meanwhile, a trial date has been set in his first criminal case, the so-called hush money case against him, April 15th.
They could have started this when I left office. You could have gone back 3 years, more than that. When I left office, all of these things could have been started, so we wouldn't be quibbling over starting this week or that week or 2 days or 3 days. It wouldn't have mattered. This thing would have been over 2 years ago.
He says not fair to do it in the middle of an election campaign. This is the first criminal trial, and Bloomberg's Eric Larson says it looks like a go.
The judge seems adamant about starting this trial on time this time around, April 15th. Of course, Trump has every right to try to do a last-minute appeal from court here. But for right now, we're planning on this trial beginning.
Yeah, so a mixed bag today of news for Mr. Trump. The same time, a social media company, Trump Media and Technology Group, wrapped up a 29-month-long merger process, meaning shares worth billions of dollars on paper are now officially Trump's. Israel has called off its delegation of top leaders from going to the U.S. to talk Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had demanded the U.S. veto the U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. abstained. State Department's Matthew Miller says it is consistent with U.S. policy.
The reason we didn't veto it is because there were also things in that resolution that were consistent with our long-term position. Most importantly, that there should be a ceasefire and that there should be a release of hostages, which is what we understood also to be the government of Israel's position.
And the U.S. has prepared a pathway toward getting the hostages back and a ceasefire if Israel is interested. Miller says this is very, very disappointing. And that's news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Ed Baxter, and this is Bloomberg.